From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. South Korea's National Assembly has voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye. VOA's Steve Miller has more on the historic vote.
With 234 votes for impeachment, President Park Geun-hye has become the second head of state in South Korea to be impeached. Opposition lawmakers needed 29 members of the president's Saenuri party to break ranks to meet the 200-vote threshold for impeachment. They got 63. Park is now suspended from office, and Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn becomes acting president. The matter now heads to the Constitutional Court, and the 9-member judiciary will determine if Park committed a grave violation of the law and uphold impeachment. They have 180 days to decide. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
In a move that angers environmentalists and left-leaning politicians, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked a global warming skeptic and a staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. His choice, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, has been a key critic of President Obama's plan to address climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Pruitt has been involved in lawsuits against the very agency he's being nominated to lead. More than 1,000 Russian athletes in about 30 sports took part in an institutional conspiracy to use banned drugs at the Sochi and London Olympics, as well as other global events. All this, according to a new report by the World Doping Agency. International sport has been hijacked by the Russians, according to the report by Richard McLaren, a Canadian lawyer who has previously accused Russia of state-sponsored doping. This is VOA. Canadian President John Mahama says he will accept the outcome of Wednesday's election as the country waits for the Electoral Commission to declare a winner. President Mahama is seeking a second term as leader of the West African country, a major exporter of oil, gold, and cocoa. News organizations in Ghana say that with most of the votes counted, Nana Akufo-Addo of the opposition New Patriotic Party is headed for a clear victory with about 53%. The Electoral Commission, however, has released results slowly, saying it wants to declare accurate results that reflect the will of the people. Senior U.S. military official says that the U.S.-led coalition has killed an estimated 50,000 Islamic State fighters since President Obama first ordered military action against the group in 2014. The official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, told reporters that the number was considered a conservative estimate. This information comes as Colonel John Dorian, the coalition spokesman in Iraq, says that the Islamic State forces in Mosul are losing fighters at an unsustainable rate. Former U.S. astronaut and Senator John Glenn has died at the age of 95. He was the first American to orbit Earth, and years later, while he was serving in the U.S. Senate, he took part in a mission on the space shuttle. Glenn was the last surviving member of the group known as the Mercury 7, the seven military test pilots selected in 1959 to become the first astronauts. He ran for the Senate in 1974 and served until 1999. Zlatica Hoke has more.
In 1998, Glenn returned to space after a 36-year absence. In a 9-day mission aboard the shuttle Discovery, scientists studied the effects of weightlessness on aging. Before the mission, he had this to say to his beloved wife.
One thing I promised Annie the day we were married, in addition to our wedding vows, of course, was that I would do everything I could to keep life from being boring.
Glenn was a recipient of many honors, among them the Medal of Honor from President Barack Obama in 2012. Obama issued a statement Thursday saying Glenn inspired generations of scientists, engineers, and astronauts who will take us to Mars and beyond. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake has hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands on Friday. There were no immediate reports of casualties, and a tsunami warning for large parts of the ocean was later lifted. A separate quake in the Pacific also struck off the northern coast of California. There were also no reports of damage or injuries there. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.